Jim wanted a way to remember and show appreciation for those with whom he served, but for many years he was not able to accomplish his dream. Today, that dream has become a reality in the field where he once raised corn. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. It's been over 50 years, but the images are still fresh in Jim Edelman's mind.
In 1968, I served during the Tet Offensive of 68. During that time, I had several comrades that were KIAs or wounded. I helped carry them to evacuation helicopters.
As he helped those who were injured and dying, he thought about his own life and what he wanted to do.
When I had time to reflect, I thought about it and I thought, well, I need to make a promise to myself that if I made it back to the United States alive, I had to do something to show my respect and honor for my comrades.
He never forgot that promise to himself and his comrades, but immediately after returning from the war, he lacked the financial ability to move forward with any project.
Later on, I had made some good investments. It took me about 50 years, but come up with the idea that I would like to build a memorial.
Jim had friends who joined him in the effort. The idea was to do something similar to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C.
We was talking about doing a three-quarter wall, and then we said, well, why don't we just do a full-scale wall? And we thought, well, you know, we didn't know whether we'd be able to do it or not because we didn't know if there would be infringements or something on the wall in Washington, D.C.
They got in touch with the organization overseeing the wall in the nation's capital. They were thrilled that Jim wanted to take on such a project. So now he had the clearance to move forward with a full-scale, identical wall to the one in D.C. He was about to create this in a cornfield he had tilled for decades. It's something you need to see, and Jim describes how he built it. Next time, as we travel the countryside, in Perryville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.